I want to title this, I'm God's favorite. Tell yourself, say, I'm God's favorite. I am God's favorite. Are you God's favorite? Are you God's favorite? Are you God's favorite? Are you God's favorite? You know what will happen after this? You won't need to announce. Although you couldn't be able to say two lines without saying, I'm God's favorite. But you won't have to announce. They will see that you are the favorite of the Lord. But that's, you know, sometimes, just like now, I just got overwhelmed there. I just wonder. I mean, I asked myself the question. I said, what did I do? So I don't know. I don't know. If not Jesus,
where would I be?
Somebody's testimony has changed. In the name of Jesus. I don't know. I don't know. If not Jesus, where would I be? If not you, Lord Jesus. If not you, Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares.
I don't know why.
I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did. If Jesus didn't love me,
where would I be?
Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus didn't sacrifice his life? Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did. Oh, but I'm glad.
I'm so glad.
I'm glad he did.
Oh, but
I'm glad.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad he did. One more time.
Oh,
oh, but I'm glad.
I'm
glad he did. Hallelujah. He loves me.
I don't say why. He loves me.
I cannot say why.
I cannot
restrain.
I cannot
restrain.
He
suffered
for me.
Thank you. You love me. I never said why.
You see, the love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus.
The love of Jesus is so wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you very much. You are God's favorite. Say to yourself, I'm God's favorite. Come on, say it like you mean it. I am God's. Say it until you understand it. Say it until your spirit man picks it up. I am God's favorite. You know what Paul wrote in I think the book of Romans? He said, if God will not withhold his only begotten son, but will freely release him, what makes you think that God will not give you whatever you are asking for? And why will he release him? Because he wants you. So I asked myself the question, if I'm the only one on earth, would Jesus have died? Yeah. You are special. You are God's favorite. You see, usually when you hear that, it doesn't fit into the mold you're occupying now. But you see, it's not you that is wrong, it's your mold that is wrong. And that's what I want to explain to you today. In the name of Jesus, you are God's favorite. I'll quickly look at some scriptures. I want to appreciate all of you who are praying for me, because I must be frank with you, I'm yet to start out in my ministry. I'm just starting. I know. He knows and I know. So I'm asking for grace. Every day. There's a scripture in the book of Luke in chapter 3, verse 21. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. Now, I think that was awesome. Jesus was in the physical, like you and I. But he could hear the Father's voice. And I want to understand that while I was preparing for this, God reminded me of a message I preached in Discovery for Men, I am. I'm going to get it back. Because when I get on the stage for Discovery, God just takes over and he says some things that baffles me. So this is happening again. I want to understand that man had fallen. And the fallen man was not yet redeemed. And the very reason that Jesus came was to redeem man. If you open to the book of Hebrews, I'll come back to this. I've not explained what I want to explain there. Chapter 2. Let me read from verse 5. Hebrews. I'm just using that to explain what I just said. I'm going back to Gospel of Luke very shortly. I'll read from verse 5. For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. Come on, church. So God never put the world under the control of angels. Now, angels can appear, they can manifest for you to serve you, but to wield authority and other things around here, he didn't give it to angels. Take it back to your Bible schools and let them go and do their research. He gave it to man. He said he didn't give it to angels. But one testified in a certain place saying, hush, what is man? I'll still come back to this because I'm going to find it interesting later. That you are mindful of him. Yeah. Or the son of man, that you take care of him. You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. What is man? Now look at the next line. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. We are yet to see man take authority like this Bible is saying. But then we see who? Jesus. Because this one man came and he took authority. Yeah. He demonstrated dominion on earth. That's why he didn't come like God. He came Son of Man. Though he was God, but he shelved his godhood and came like man. And he took authority, demonstrated the power. So where I'm going is this. Watch how God and Jesus operate and get ready for operation. Watch how they operate. Believe me, that's the secret. Even in what you say and what you think and what you do, that's the secret. Jesus came to demonstrate the very reason for creation. Why would I love him? Ask for more grace to fall in love every day. You know, it's pretty easy to offend you. But when I'm in love with Jesus, oh, I can't. Jesus came to demonstrate authority here on earth. And that's why the Bible says in John chapter 1, in verse 12, as many as receive him, to those many, he has given what? The capacity, the ability, the power to become like. So you can walk the face of the earth like Jesus. Something's about to happen. I sense victory in the house. In the name of Jesus. I do. Everybody was being baptized and he came to be baptized. It's amazing. So Jesus came to demonstrate dominion here. Now he came to be baptized because everybody that will have anything to do with God at that time must come to be baptized. And so he came to be baptized, and as he was being lowered into the water, he was praying. And as he was being brought out, he was praying. Then the heavens, come on, hear me, church. Please pay me attention. I'm about to show you where you stand. The heavens opened. There were many that were being baptized. But when Jesus' turn came, as he was coming out, the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost descended. And God the Father spoke. And what did he say? That's what I used to read. But what I read now is different. You are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased. And that's why everywhere he went, he carried himself like the son of God. That he was and that he is. And when they ask him, are you saying you are the son of God? He said, you said so. Because yeah, I'm the son. That alone was authority. Now, follow me. You are my beloved. I just picked the word beloved. Now, you can get into the Greek to look for the meaning. But that word actually means favorite. It means my choice out of many. My preference. My treasure. What was God saying? Say, you are my favorite. You are my preference. You are my treasure. You are my beloved. You, and in you I am well pleased. So that, I'm just trying to explain how I came about God's favorite. When you come to a place where you know that you are God's favorite, you will walk like the favorite that he has made on earth. Even your career, you'll be different. And everything created, we know that you are God's choice. You are God's favorite. Another part of the Bible, Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 1. Can somebody read it? Ephesians 5, 1. Here Paul was writing. So I opened my Bible after discovering this, and I looked inside in areas, and I found in two places, he said, as the beloved of the Lord, as the beloved of the Lord. And Paul now will coin that word from God. Because every time Paul turned to God, what he heard and what he saw was, my beloved, my beloved, my beloved. And so when Paul will write to the saints, he will say, dearly beloved, my beloved, or beloved of the Lord, or beloved in Christ Jesus. You know what I was saying? You are highly favored. You are heaven's choice. You are divine favorite. I'm going somewhere until you understand this. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1.
Therefore, be imitators of God.
Therefore, look. Wait. Look, can you see Paul telling you the secret? If you don't know how to win in life, just look for God and imitate him. But how can you see God? How? Describe God. How do you want to describe him? Except as you see Jesus Christ. So why don't you look for Jesus all over the Bible and imitate Jesus? And let's see whether you will not rule your times, whether you will not rule your season, whether you will not leave a legacy that the world will never forget. See, some things are just plain in the Bible. See, what Paul was saying was exactly what Jesus described in the book of John. He said, why are you surprised that things are happening? What you see happening are the things that are happening to my Father. I'm always with him. I'm always talking with him. I'm always seeing him. I'm always hearing him. So when he does, I do. When he says, I say. So why are you surprised that what I say are miracles? And what I do are miracles. Why? Imitate me. I'm only imitating my Father. That's what Jesus was saying. John chapter 5. John chapter 17. So Paul now was saying, therefore, be what? Come on, church, are you here? No, I just want you to know today, if you don't know anything, you are special. Yeah. I'm honest. You are specially special. Yeah. If there's a way I can, you are specially special. Yeah. You are divine specialist special. Yeah. When everyone says you are special, who can unspecial you? So the question is, who do you believe? And when you know you are heaven special, you carry yourself like the special one that you are.
Therefore, be imitators of God.
Be imitators of God.
Copy him and follow his example.
Wow.
As well-beloved children, imitate their father.
Okay. This has made my job easier. What version is that?
Amplified.
Oh, amplified. Because most version says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear. Can you see that the word dear is called beloved here? The same word, the same Greek word. So, as therefore, be imitators of God as what?
God's beloved children.
As God's favorites. He told Jesus, you are my favorite. And you saw what happened with him and what is still happening with him. He's saying, come on, as God's favorite, imitate God. Let me tell you the assurance I came with. It does not matter whether you have never succeeded in your life. Out of this meeting, heaven will begin to take you good. In the name of Jesus. See, you know, when it comes to heaven, it blinds your past. That's when you are totally now given to him. It blocks off your past. It's only in the Bible we have of things like sea of forgetfulness. Say your sins, I will never remember. Why? Because you are now complete in him. You are not an accident. So that's where I got my God's favorite from. And that's why I tag what I want about to talk about as you are God's favorite. Now, God promised me between now and the next discovery, it's either it is completed or you'll see it in progress. 7 outstanding miracles. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. I say receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Outstanding. 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 Unstoppable. Blessing to humanity. Bringing glory to God. In the name of Jesus. You are believing God for a child, get pregnant. I say in the name of Jesus, get pregnant. Of course, by your own husband. In the name of Jesus, get pregnant. By your own husband, in the name of Jesus. You are believing God for marriage. God is bringing the man your part. It is well with you. Go in peace. Amen. Tell somebody who you are. I am God's favorite. Tell the taxi driver, tell your driver, tell your husband, tell your boyfriend, tell your boss, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your mother, I am God's favorite. Hallelujah.